This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
This, I saw this story and I went, oh, this will make people feel ridiculous.
Oh. I love feeling ridiculous.
I do believe in meditation.
Oh, you've said,
I do believe in prayer. I do believe that people who are using yoga to get centered also have it kind of figured out. It's a way to find yourself, recenter, and we all can use that. Believe me, you get in a rush of any given day and you find yourself going, who am I? I'm so stressed out. I'm like, at my wit's end,
right.
And it's not even lunchtime yet. So anyway, I think this is, again, I do believe in meditation. I believe yoga can help. I also use surfing for the same reason. These are things where you could find that crocheting, Sarah, or sewing, that peace, that inner right. moment where you're just focused on something, not your problems.
I actually really feel like it's a skill because...
Oh, it's hard.
It is hard to empty your mind. And that's, I like a thing, like you mentioned crocheting, and I have to keep count of what I'm doing. And you try to keep your mind, it gives you almost like a mantra to keep your mind on. Because when I'm trying to quiet the voice, you know, as they say, just connect with your breath and don't think about it. It's like, really? Don't think about anything? I don't know how to do that.
Well, that's the point.
Figure it out.
It they call it practice because... Mm-hmm. You don't just sit down and clear your mind for five
right.
minutes the first day and go, that was excellent.
I got to have that down. All right, what else we got?
So it takes practice and it takes mm-hmm. effort. A team at Berkeley published a study on simple exercises that can make you happier. This one is, I have to say, they've maybe gone too far.
What is this?
They say, it only takes 20 seconds a day, but... You have to make this a habit for it to have any effect on you.
20 seconds, all right.
You can't do it when you're driving because you'll want to have your eyes closed and you'll need both your hands.
Uh-oh.
They say basically you're giving yourself a 20-second hug with intent.
Okay,
come on.
Oh, Bryn's immediately doing it. How far around me do I have to reach?
Close your eyes.
Yeah, they're closed.
Think of a recent mistake, failure, or something that's
great.
Been bothering you.
Okay. All right.
Then consider how thinking about it makes you feel.
Mm.
Bring one hand to your chest and the other hand to your stomach like you're giving yourself a hug. Try to do it with the same warmth as if you were hugging someone you loved. Think, how can I be a friend to myself in this moment? See, we're just off the deep end at this
point. Like this.
You do?
Okay. You know, it's funny because you say, put your hands on yourself like you're holding someone that you love, and you should love yourself. It's a weird thing to say out loud, but,
right.
you know, you have to have self-love. You have to love yourself and be okay with yourself and forgive yourself.
Think, how can I be a friend to myself in this moment? And then take a few seconds. And when you're ready, open your eyes and go on with your day. People who did it for a full month felt less stressed about their life and happier in general. You know, I think that this, what is that, mindfulness?
Yes.
I think that's kind of what this would fall under, right? Like where you're just focusing for a minute on something and that can be helpful.
Yeah.
So maybe try that then. I don't mean to poo-poo it. When I saw the headline that said, try hugging yourself for 20 seconds a day, I was like, oh. But yeah, okay. I can see where they're going with this. Give yourself a little hug. Think of something that's been bothering you. Forgive yourself. Give yourself a damn break for once in your life.
You're trying.
You should go and love yourself.
That's right.
And if you do this every day for about 20 seconds, they say you will notice a difference. You got to do it every single day, though.
All right, I'll try and do it.
Oh, all right. Well, I thought you were going to be really...
It's an easy one. You know, I like the easy stuff to do. It's too hard. I'm like, yes, I think it's a lot. I don't know. Get all set up for it and just, you know, giving yourself a hug and forgiving yourself for something. You know, when I think a good trigger for this will be like, who doesn't spend time grinding on it's when you're in that moment where you're just beating yourself up over some stupid inconsequential thing or very important, not inconsequential. Just give yourself a break. Give yourself that hug and be a friend to yourself. I love that. I love some of the words in that. I think that's very, it's good to be good to yourself. And let a few things go.
A team at Berkeley.
Well, thanks, Berkeley.
Want you to know you can forgive yourself and a little daily stress exercise for 20 seconds can help you to better mental health. Go Berkeley.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.